Somebody might say, well, books, you sound like you contradicted yourself. You're saying destroy the wicked from off the land, but then you're saying cancel culture. No, it's not a contradiction. Cancel culture is to hide the truth. The cancel culture is to for us to accept their lies and their gaslighting and their fake reality. When we say masks are a lie, vaccines are a lie, all their systems setups are lies, Babylon is trying to hide and shut down the truth, just like in China. If the people speak up, they shut down, people disappear, they cancel them. Cancel culture is a hive mind, Babylonian, narcissistic, psychopathic game to shut you down. And if you're not a flying monkey for the system, they got to shut you down. It's the devil. The devil is a spiritual entity, and he's the one that's running all these narcissists and Jezebels, and they want to cancel you if you speak the truth. I've seen it for a long time, and now the truth is spreading like wildfire, and so they've got to cancel you if you speak the truth. And who cancels you? The mob. Who is the mob? The hive mind is the mob. The mob is the hive. It's the queen bee hive mind is the cancel culture. They're the mob. They're the hive mind. And they have to shut you down. If you ever worked for one of them in your lifetime, they don't want you to speak the truth. See, the cancel culture is really simple. It's a painted face that they want you to believe. And when you see through the painted face, they got to shut you down. Do you understand? It's a facade. It's fake. It's a mask. And they want you to wear a mask like they wear a mask. And that's what this whole thing's about. It's a masquerade party. And you reveal, when Elijah revealed what Jezebel was, she wanted to kill Elijah and shut him down. And God, he called fire down from God, and the 450 prophets were destroyed. Cancel culture is a Jezebel spirit to shut down the truth.